Well, since these Arctic offices seem so ubiquitous and the complaints are such an old story, why is it still going on? That's a question for Jennifer Amon, the building's program director for the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy. I asked her if this isn't all, well, kind of nuts.
It is crazy, and I have heard it all before. This is a long-standing issue with many causes. And in fact, you know, we suffer from it ourselves, even at ACEEE. We have folks walking around in fleeces in midsummer to stay warm in our office. And I know, you know, from our personal experience, even in our own office space, it can be a real issue for morale. It's very hard to keep employees happy when they're uncomfortable physically in their environment.
So people are uncomfortable, unhappy, too cold, and it must cost a fortune to keep it too cold.
That's right. Cooling is one of the largest energy users in commercial buildings, and particularly offices. And so this is a real opportunity to change that. And I think, you know, we're seeing a number of changes in the types of technologies that are available, the increasing number of controls and sensors, new types of systems that are better able to operate at different loads, and even new systems that can allow users to have some input and even individual control over heating and cooling of their own spaces.
Imagine that, somebody sitting at a desk able to control the temperature where he or she is sitting. I mean, I can't think I've ever been in a large office where that's even possible.
Right. Well, as buildings are increasingly retrofit and with new construction, it becomes more and more possible to do these things. That's going to take a while to get the technology changed out and get the new systems installed. But in the meantime, there are lots of other things that can be done. Just installing more thermostats and, you know, working harder to make sure that the conditions throughout the space actually reflect the temperature settings on the thermostat, making sure the sensors are in the right place, you know, at the level where people are sitting. And then there are a number of interesting apps coming online that allow users and occupants within the space to record their comfort at various times of the day. There are activities that can be done to come in and more regularly check out the systems within buildings. And now we're able to do that much more in an automated fashion. These things can all kind of restore the system, find out where the deficiencies are and correct them without requiring an upgrade to the whole heating and cooling system.
Jennifer, what are some of the behavioral changes that can help save energy in the summertime?
So one of the biggest changes would be to have everyone dress for the season. And that would allow building operators to set the temperature at a more appropriate level. Over time, I think this has become more of an issue because, you know, a lot of the ideas about how cool it should be in an office space came when, you know, air conditioning was new. You know, it was very much a sign of prestige and luxury to have a cool space. And you had men wearing suits all summer and, you know, even women wearing stockings and, you know, much more layers of insulation. But now we find folks are wearing much more casual clothing.
Typical office these days seems to be set for 70 degrees, maybe 72. What if we set it to 77? Given the concerns we have about energy use, the relationship to climate change, and overall efficiency.
The general rule of thumb is that you could save 2-3% for each degree that you raise the temperature. So going from 70 to 75 or, you know, 72 to 77, you'd be looking at, you know, 10 to 15% energy savings just from that one simple measure. And just because we have women complaining because they're freezing and men saying, oh, I'm okay, I'm comfortable at the lower temperature, it doesn't mean that the men wouldn't also be more comfortable at a higher set point. So really being able to, you know, move forward to that type of an interior temperature could reduce environmental impact, cut energy bills substantially, and help us all be a little bit more comfortable and more productive and happier in our workspaces.
Jennifer Amon is the Buildings Program Director for the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy in Washington. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thanks, Steve. My pleasure.